After 6 months in the literary wilderness, controversial research which claims genetically modified corn causes cancer has found a new home. The study on feeding modified corn to rats has been a powerful campaign tool for those who oppose genetically modified food. But a group of scientists say critical flaws in the original work remain and that its use by anti-GM campaigners is misinformation. Simon Fraser reports.
In 2012, the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology published French research claiming that genetically modified corn causes cancer in rats. After sustained criticism, the article was withdrawn a year later, but it's now reappeared in what's generally considered a less prestigious journal, Environmental Sciences Europe. Scott Kinnear from the anti-GM group The Safe Food Foundation is among those pleased to see the work back in print.
Every single paper that has delivered adverse findings for GM has been attacked and the researchers have been vilified.
Some scientists were also uncomfortable when the article was originally withdrawn, but say that doesn't change the study's fundamental flaws. Andrew Bartholomaeus is an adjunct professor in toxicology at both Canberra University and the University of Queensland.
Every peak scientific body that's looked at the original paper, every food safety agency that looked at it, has discounted it as essentially irrelevant. It is so discordant with the body of knowledge, it is so improbable the results that are being purported to have been found, and the study is so poorly designed that it has no impact at all, except in the public domain.
Among those flaws, critics say the researchers chose a strain of rat that's susceptible to cancers, and the diet they were given was not properly controlled. Ian Musgrave, a senior lecturer in pharmacology at the University of Adelaide, says up to a third of the food given to some of the rats was GM corn.
When you replace the diet with that huge amount of corn, you are going to cause a range of changes, and they should have controlled for each level of feeding of GMO corn with normal corn, but they didn't.
Professor Bartholomaeus says there are serious repercussions from publicity given to such questionable research.
For example, the vandalism of Golden Rice Project in the Philippines recently. Golden rice was being developed by a not-for-profit organisation to be provided free to some of the most disadvantaged and poorest people on earth to combat chronic vitamin A deficiency in children, which leads to lifelong blindness and premature death. Setting back that project is, frankly, disgraceful.
AM also contacted Environmental Sciences Europe on why the journal decided to republish the work, but the publication's German-based editor-in-chief would not be interviewed.
Simon Fraser.